More than half the states in the country have finished their congressional redistricting, the once-a-decade redrawing of districts to reflect changes in population. It's not yet clear what the final impact of the new lines will be, but with control of Congress only a matter of half a dozen seats, the political parties are fighting furiously to gain the upper hand in this year's midterm elections. One prominent battleground has been Pennsylvania. The Republican-controlled legislature there approved new district lines that could eliminate four Democratic congressional seats. From Harrisburg, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Capitol Rotunda in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is beautiful to look at, with its white marble floors, gilt trim, and soaring central staircase. On this day in early January, a touring handbell choir has come to fill the Capitol Dome with music. The almost heavenly performance by these high school students is a far cry from what's going on in rooms nearby, where lawmakers and staff are embroiled in the most brutal rough-and-tumble form of politics, congressional redistricting.
Holden, frankly, has one person and one person alone to blame for the fact that he will not be a congressman after this year, and that's himself.
That's Mike Long speaking, a top staffer for state Senate Republicans. He's talking about Democratic Congressman Tim Holden. In a compromised Republican redistricting plan, Holden's been moved to a new district with a popular Republican incumbent. An earlier version was far more favorable to Holden, but he couldn't deliver the votes to help it pass the state house, and it's no secret he's being punished. Another Democratic Congressman, John Murtha, has fared much better. He's on the powerful House Appropriations Committee. And Republican staffer Mike Long says no one, Republican or Democrat, wants to see an end to the millions of federal dollars he brings to the state.
There are what I would call tweaks throughout the map to make it better for the region, for the people of the region, who felt that Congressman Murtha was serving them very well on specific federal projects. So we tried to accommodate those things. There was never an intent, never, and this is important, I think, on either the House or the Senate, that Mr. Murtha would not survive.
Murtha's survival was even in question because Pennsylvania has to eliminate two congressional seats this year. That's because the state's population has grown more slowly than in the rest of the country. Everyone assumed from the start that the two lost seats would be Democratic ones, because Republicans are in charge here. But state leaders, at the urging of the national GOP, went even further. They came up with a plan to squeeze four Democrats out of office and create two new districts for fellow Republicans. Senate Democratic leader Robert Mello called it a naked grab for power.
They told the people of Pennsylvania, go to hell. This is a political map for the next 12 years to elect as many members of Congress as we possibly can. There's no question about it. There's been tremendous influence here by the White House. And, you know, we obviously have been identified as Democrat Party in Pennsylvania, and the people of Pennsylvania, we must live in caves because they've shown us no consideration whatsoever.
But in redistricting, consideration of the other side is seldom a factor. Republicans know they have to do well here because Democrats will do the same to them somewhere else. In fact, Georgia's Democratic-controlled legislature has approved a plan to give Democrats up to four new seats in Congress. It's a numbers game, but one that could mean control of the U.S. House. And that's something that's been made very clear to Pennsylvania's Republican Senate Majority Leader. David Brightbill has heard a lot lately from national party leaders, such as House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Majority Whip Tom DeLay, and Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Tom Davis. Brightbill says they want to see as many GOP-leaning districts as possible, and he hopes to deliver.
I've worked here in the Senate of Pennsylvania for 19 years, and this is the first time I've been called upon to put up a vote that really may have some substantial national significance. I don't want to lose sight of that. This is my one big chance to help.
But it wasn't easy. Redistricting fights aren't always between Democrats and Republicans. They're often between different factions of the same party. Pennsylvania's House Republicans differed with their Senate colleagues over how many GOP districts they should try to draw and where, and the two chambers passed separate plans last month. With pressure from national Republicans, including White House political adviser Karl Rove, negotiators spent the holidays moving lines around until they found the right combination. The result wasn't pretty, but it worked. The Senate easily passed the plan last week, and when it came to the House, Democrats knew all they had left was their righteous indignation. Minority Leader Bill DeWeese held up a copy of the new map and called it one of the most aggressive examples of gerrymandering in the nation.
In fact, one of these, the 12th congressional district, you don't even have to turn it upside down. Just look at it like I'm looking at it, and you'll see a supine seahorse with its legs extended, a sore throat, and genitalia extending toward Wheeling, West Virginia. This is an obscenity of the first magnitude.
Nevertheless, the plan passed. House Republican Majority Leader John Purcell said later he still preferred the House proposal, which would have created one less Republican seat, but he recognized that Pennsylvania redistricting is part of something bigger than Pennsylvania politics.
So, I mean, toward the end, I got letters from Hazard, Delay, Davis. I mean, everybody in the world's for this plan. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, be against everybody? If this is what you want, this is what you got. Then after that, all I was trying to do was just go and put the pieces together to make sure we had enough votes.
Democratic members of Congress say they'll now go to court to challenge the new lines. This is especially the plan for Joe Huffel, who's been put in the same Philadelphia suburban district as another Democratic incumbent, Robert Borsky. One of them will definitely be out of a job. Texas Congressman Martin Frost oversees national redistricting for Democrats. He thinks even if the party doesn't win in court, Democrats and Republicans will break even by the time the redistricting process is completed across the country. He says that besides their losses in Georgia, Republicans failed to pick up as many seats as they hoped in Texas, where a federal court has drawn the redistricting plan.
Everyone knew from the beginning that Pennsylvania was a bad state for us. This is no great surprise. We have built this into our calculations. And as I said, the Republicans are pretty desperate at this point to claim any victory as something that points in their direction.
That's because Republicans have said they hope to pick up 8 to 10 new seats with redistricting. Frost's Republican counterpart, Virginia Congressman Tom Davis, still thinks that's possible, but says he knows every victory along the way is crucial.
How you draw the lines of a few towns and a few precincts here or there can make a difference in a handful of races, and control of the House could come down to that.
Amy Walter is an expert on House politics for the Cook Political Report. She agrees with Davis, but also says new redistricting maps mean only so much in the end.
You need candidates to run in those districts. You need candidates who can raise money and who can run effective campaigns. It's still a crapshoot in many cases. You cannot guarantee that something is going to happen simply because you drew it that way.
But that hasn't stopped Republicans and Democrats from trying. They've already turned their attentions to the next big states to redistrict. In Florida, for example, where the Republicans dominate the process, lawmakers have to come up with a map that will include 2 new congressional seats. Democrats hope to pick up 2 seats in Maryland, where they control the process. There's also Ohio and New York, where many more seats and careers are at stake.